Yes, it's Football Wednesday. It's been a tough season. Obviously, we're not going to harp about that. So what do you do? Do you harp on that or do you look ahead now? We knew this was going to be a rebuilding year for the Edmonton Elks. So you go and you look for talent. You try to bring them in. Chris Jones tries to get the kind of team that he wants. You see how they perform, and then you look to next year and try to improve upon it. They do not do that by themselves. They need a little help, and they need somebody with an eye for talent.
Like our next guest, who is the director of U.S. Scouting for the Edmonton Elks, Sam Gahagan, is joining us. Sam, good morning. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Do you have the coolest job in football, to get to look for talent and have everyone sort of try to butter you up and make sure you're watching them?
Yeah, it's fun. I got to be honest. It's my closest friends are doctors or restaurant owners and lawyers, and I grew up with a bunch of really smart people, and every Saturday I get to watch a new football team on a new football field, and I still think I have the better job out of all those guys.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. How long have a relationship with Chris Jones? Do you not? Have you guys been sort of connected for a while? How did you end up getting this job? Was it through because of Chris? Was it from the past? Where did he come from?
So I've been working in football since 2004. I was working at a university in St. Charles, Missouri, Lindenwood University. I was the director of football ops and recruiting coordinator for the state of Florida. And then after that, I left school and I started a sports agency with my brother Billy and our partner Pete Carrot. And through that sports agency, I kind of built a relationship in the Canadian Football League with a lot of people, Chris being one of them. And him and I just developed a pretty good. In fact, him and my brother were really close and still are close. My brother used to get 6 a.m. phone calls from him every morning, and my brother's wife used to be like, "Who's calling you this early?" And it was Coach Jones every morning would call my brother doing his walk. And just like he does to me now, so I've taken over the reins of that. And so we just kind of built a pretty good relationship, and our families kind of intertwined and got along. And Chris came up to me in 2016 at a workout, and he said, "Hey, I've got an opening for an area scout in Florida," when he was with Sask, and I didn't even hesitate, and I took the job. So I've been working from him since 2016. I've known him since probably since 2004. So. It's been a long time. Yeah, we go back a ways.
Very cool. Our voice of the Edmonton Elks, Morty Scott, standing by. And I suspect he might have questions that are maybe a little different than ours, because it's a fascinating world. Morley, go ahead.
Hey, Sammy, how are you?
Good, Morley. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. I want to ask you, I know football is mostly, or a lot, they scout a lot on video, but you still have to go to the games. How many games do you see a year? And what's your schedule like right now, as we are right in the middle of the U.S. college football season?
Yeah, so since I came home from Edmonton in June, I've been nonstop, as you've seen by the transactions we've made. The three of us, myself, G. Roy, and Chris, have been nonstop. Once football season starts, though, I probably go to close to 25, if I can get to 25 games through the football season. Being in the state of Florida, it's great because we have games on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And sometimes I'm close enough where I can get to two games in one day. So I try to knock them out as much as I can. I'm in Central Florida. I'm 45 minutes from UCF. I'm 5 minutes from Bethune-Cookman. I'm 20 minutes from Stetson. So I can go and see those teams during the week, during practice as well. So I try to get out as much as I can. I'm probably gone. I usually start Wednesdays and I come home Sundays typically through the season.
It's a lot of football. That's a lot of football. I was going to say, what do you look for in a player? When you're looking at a player and you're scouting, what do you look for, and how different is it to look at a player when he's going to be a CFL player over a player who's going to play American rules?
Yeah, so Chris is pretty specific in what we're doing. We know exactly what we're looking for at each position. So it kind of narrows the pool down for us because we know we're looking for certain things at certain spots. But when I go to a game, you can't scout a player at a game because it's just there's too many and, you only have limited time in a game. So what I'm looking for is, before I get to those games, I already have a list of the guys that, based off of their physical attributes and their stats up to that point, is guys that we want to check out. So I kind of hone in on those particular players at each game I'm at on both teams. And what I'm just looking for how these guys play. Honestly, what I look for the most at a game is what they're doing when they come off the field. You know, what's the quarterback doing after he throws an interception? Is he going to the sideline? Is he yelling at coaches, or is he picking his players up? Is he moping down on the end of the bench by himself? You know, I kind of look at character things when I'm at a game, more or less. Not so much what they're doing on the field, but what they're doing off the field. Because I can go back and watch all these guys film when I need to. So I'm you know, when I go to a game, I talk to the coaches in the pregame. I talk to the strength guys, you know, in the pregame to see what their work habits are like. And that's what I'm mostly getting out of going to a game.
Yeah, fascinating. Because I was going to ask you, what sort of sets somebody apart? There are brilliant athletes, especially through college ball all across the United States. What sort of sets them above? Is it a different level of physicality? It sounds like it's character.
Yeah, when you get so much information, and our league and football in general is just information. I mean, you probably hear about the NFL Combine. They run that thing like an FBI. You know, they're in there. They're prodding and poking, and, I mean, they'll go talk to high school coaches. You know, that's what we'd have to do, and that's what we do, and that's what Chris expects us to do. So that's why when I'm there, I'm constantly talking to strength. And Chris is very big on talking to the strength and conditioning coaches because those guys see the players more than the coaches. So you can get more information on a player from the strength coach than you can from a positional coach because they see him in the workout. You know, they work on their diet. They see how they perform. You know, they see how they rehab. They see if they stay injured or get hurt. You know, what's their tendencies there. So there's a lot of information that we gather, and that's kind of what I'm doing here. I'm more or less just a data entry guy here. I'm just gathering information and all the information we can get, and then we get together as a group, and then that's when we start putting the pieces together of who we want to go after.
Gathering information, but really looking at players, you know, from a real, you know, full circle lens, which I think is really interesting. I'm curious, Sam, from your perspective then, after, you know, what's been a challenging season to say the least, from your unique perspective of looking at a player as a whole and not just their skill on the field, what are your thoughts on the season that we've had and the future of the Elks for next season?
You know, we fully expect to win. So let me just start with that. We fully expect to win every time we step on the field. We're in the building. Since we're in the province, in the country, we expect to win football games. You know, it hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but we've done – if you go back and look at what we started with and where we're at today, we've put a very good team together, a very good core of players together, and our future looks bright. I mean – I know you guys talked to Dylan Mitchell and Kevin Brown, but it doesn't just stop there. There's a ton of talent on our team, and we're going to continue to do better, and we're going to continue to progress, and we're going to win games. And Edmonton's going to be super proud of what we're doing and what we're going to be doing in the future.
Hang tight. They're coming. Thanks. Thanks for your work, and congratulations on having the most fun job in football.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Sam.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.